ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम ओम सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यंकरवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ओम शांति शांति शांति। ओम नमो भगवते श्री दक्षिणामूर्ति स्वरूपाय श्री दयानंद रूपाय परमात्मने परब्रह्मणे। ओम यस्माज्जातं जगत्सर्वं यस्मिन्नेव प्रलीयते येनेदं धार्यते चैव तस्मै ज्ञानात्मने नमः। षष्ठः अनुवाकः षष्ठोऽनुवाकः। आई एम श्योर यू ऑल रिमेंबर विसर्ग संधि। ओके षष्ठः अनुवाकः षष्ठोऽनुवाकः। षट सिक्स षष्ठ सिक्स्थ। यू नो दिस डिफरेंस आल्सो कार्डिनल ऑर्डिनल डिफरेंस यू ऑल नो वेरी वेल। ओके षष्ठोऽनुवाकः एंड षष्ठोऽनुवाकः प्रेजेंट दि आई विल नॉट टेल यू अगेन हिरण्यगर्भ उपासनम बट दिस द टाइटल गिवन हियर इज एज दो इट्स अ डिफरेंट उपासन। नो सेम हिरण्यगर्भ उपासनम बट इट इज सेट टू बी अंतर्हृदय हिरण्यगर्भ उपासनम। थैंक गॉड वी ऑलरेडी वेरी क्लियर द शंकर भगवत्पादास कमेंटरी वेर ही गेव थ्री beautiful clues to understand the meditation is one. But one of the virtues of Hiranyagarbha is that he is available, Hiranyagarbha as Ishvara, is available for recognition in one's own mind. Therefore, based on that virtue of Hiranyagarbha discussed in this section, this section is given the title of Antar Hridaya Hiranyagarbha Upasanam. Okay, let us read the mantras. Saya Esho Antar Hridaya Akashaha तस्मिन्नयम् पुरुषो मनोमयः अमृतो हिरण्मयः अन्तरेण तालुके य एष स्तन इवावलम्बते सेन्द्रयोनिः यत्रासौ केशान्तो विवर्तते व्यपोह्य शीर्षक पाले। I told you next class onwards please come 10 minutes earlier to practice chanting. Okay. Saya esho antar hridaya akashah tasminayam purusho manomayah अमृतो हिरण्मयः अन्तरेण तालुके य एष स्तन इवावलम्बते सेन्द्रयोनिः यत्रासौ केशान्तो विवर्तते व्यपोह्य शीर्षकपाले। Okay. Here, let us see the full all mantras once at least. Bhuri tyagnau pratitish भुव इति वायौ सुवरित्यादित्ये मह इति ब्रह्मणि आप्नोति स्वाराज्यम् आप्नोति मनसस्पतिम् वाक्पतिश्चक्षुष्पतिः श्रोत्रपतिर्विज्ञानपतिः एतत्ततो भवति आकाशशरीरं ब्रह्म सत्यात्मप्राणारामं मन आनन्दम् शान्तिसमृद्धमृतम् इति प्राचीनयोग्योपास्व. So here let us see the verb here, upasva. Upasva comes last word of the sixth section is upasva. Upasva is the imperative verb. Second person singular imperative verb, upasva, may you meditate. As is the dhatu, upa is the prefix. The verb is upaste. Upaste meditates. Upasate. Upasate meditates. Upaste meditates. Upasva, may you meditate. If the student is addressed, Hey Prachina Yogya, Hey Prachina Yogya, Upasva. So Prachina Yogya is vocative case form of Prachina Yogyaha. So it must be the name of the disciple. It must have been the name of the disciple who was there before this teacher. And the word name itself gives certain idea. Prachinam means ancient. Ancient implies timeless. And Yogyaha means one who deserves. Prachinam, Prachinaya Yogyaha, Prachina Yogyaha. The person who deserves this timeless, ancient wisdom is Prachina Yogyaha. The person who deserves the ancient, timeless wisdom is Prachina Yogyaha. So, hey Prachina Yogya, you take it as a name. Upasva, may you meditate. This is what? Mukhya Vidhivakyam. Mukhya Vidhivakyam. An important statement. Mukhya Vidhivakyam means Vidhayaka Vakyam. Vidhi Vakyam is Vidhayaka Vakyam, a statement which presents the commandment. The statement which presents the commandment. Vidhayaka Vakyam, which ordains the commandment, is Mukhya Vidhi Vakyam or Vidhayaka Vakyam. He is said to be to meditate. Now here, we know very well the meditation discussed in this section is not a new topic, but it presents the continuation of what has been already introduced and discussed in the fifth section. I think the rest we'll see in next class. No way. I want to present it nicely. I don't want to time. Time is, I have to squeeze the time. Is it clear? Be with me with every word. Everything will become clearer, clearer, and clearer, clearer. Clarity will be enhancing day by day. ஓம் பூர்ணமதஃ பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஹரிஹி ஓம் தத்சத். ஸ்ரீகுருப்போ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம்.